Praise God. This is the day the Lord has made. We can rejoice and be glad in the day, no matter where you are today. In Maryland, the sun is shining and it's beautiful outside, but we pray you're inside as you take this opportunity to join our broadcast. We pray that your week was one that was good. We know that God has kept you. And even now, begin to share with friends and neighbors that the broadcast is on. Let them know. We are so appreciative of our friends throughout the United States and beyond who tune in, who give us hearts and thumbs and encouragement. And most of all, we thank you for your prayers. Amen. Let's take a moment even now to have a word of prayer. Father, we come in the name of Jesus, and we do thank you for this day. As we come, we pray even now, dear God, for so many families across our nation who are going through many challenges as it relates to the pandemic. And we lift them up before you. And God, we pray even now that you might continue to cover us with your caring hand. Even now as we come, may we decrease and may you increase. May someone be saved through this medium. May someone be encouraged. And when this time is all done, we'll give your name the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, hello there. I pray that you're having a great day. And this is the way that we're coming to you these days. We all look forward to hearing the songs of Zion, being in the sanctuary, but this is where God has us now. And what do? We make the best of it. We are the body of Christ. No matter where you are, we are the body of Christ. We are the church. Well, we are excited about our word today, and we want you to take a moment to get your Bibles. Maybe you already have your Bibles out. Get a chance to get your tablets. I want to shout out to the greatest church anywhere, Harvest Christian Ministries. I love each of you. We think we have some of the finest people anywhere. And so I want to shout out to Harvest Christian Ministries. There's a word from the Lord that comes from the Old Testament prophet Isaiah. Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. We'll give you a moment to find that. We don't want to leave you behind. No saint left behind. Amen. If you have that, say amen by giving me a thumb, or say amen by hitting the heart to let me know, yeah, we're with you. We're tuned in, okay? Over in Isaiah 43, 18 and 19, here's how it reads. It says, "Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I'm making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland." I want to preach today from the sermonic title, Fresh Start. Fresh Start. Our current situations, our right nows, are being challenged. Many of us know what coronavirus has done as it relates to our lives. Amen. It's caused many of us to pause and to take inventory about what used to be. It's caused us some stress in many ways, and I would dare say that it's increased our prayer life. More than 4 months ago, we began a brand new year. It was 2020, and you laid out on your calendar that 2020 was going to be your year. And yet, here we are with your resolutions on hold, but what does not change is God's faithfulness. Amen? No matter what the calendar says, God is still the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You know, where we are now, we have kind of gone past what we see as normal. In other words, we don't go the places we used to go. We don't do the things that we used to do in terms of schedules. We don't see the people we used to see except by way of social media. These, in fact, are abnormal times we're living in. But aren't you glad today that God has never left us and never forsaked us? That's through whatever you're going through, He is yet with us. And just think about it. When this is all over, we're going to be different. We're not going to act the same way. We're not going to think the same way. We're not going to do the same things we used to do. Because why? I think it's time for a fresh start, a new beginning, a time to reboot, a time to replant. So I start by this morning with a template, with a pattern that comes from the Word of God. And we start by talking about Isaiah. Isaiah is a major prophet there in the Old Testament, and what a history he has. He's someone who is being used by God as a mouthpiece. And isn't it amazing that God would use us to share his good news? Really, in the sixth chapter of Isaiah, he starts out and we get to know him there. He says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up. Uzziah was someone he served. And so often it's after people, places, and things have been changed or replaced that we have a better view. I saw the Lord high and lifted up. His train filled the temple. It was a holy scene. It was in living color. And what he realized that in the presence of God, how little he felt, how inadequate he felt, because the question was raised, whom shall I send? Who will go for me? And Isaiah says, I'm a man of unclean lips. You sure you want to use me? But he changes that. Here I am, Lord, send me. He takes care of his deficiencies, and God will do that. It's all about a fresh start. So let's talk about what does it mean to begin this fresh start. First of all, we got to have a fresh mind. Verse 18 in this text says, forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. Verse 18, it calls really for a shift in our thinking. Forget does not mean erase. It does not mean delete. It does not mean to discard. It does not mean to toss out. The people who were in bondage there in Babylon had to remember what God had done. And they always stood on, God, you brought us over the Red Sea. God, you kept us in the wilderness. And what this word is saying is that don't get stuck or lost on what God has already done. He's done some great things, and that's what a testimony is all about. But we have a fresh mind and not lose sight of what God is doing in the here and now. It's easy to kind of forget. You know, we get into a woe is me mode and forget, God, you've done this and you've done this. What a history we have with the living God, and that is so exciting. So we have to focus our life more on what God has done, what God is doing now, and not so much on coronavirus. That's become a new word for us. But to have a fresh start, your mind has to be right. Let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. I love Philippians 3, 13, 14. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this I do, forgetting those things which are behind and pressing forth to those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. We know that, yeah, God, you've done great things and you're still doing great things, but help us to release the pause in our life. For a fresh start, your mind has to be right. Amen. You ever had your mind to play tricks on you to try to get you down? The enemy comes at our mind. If he can get us thinking a certain kind of way, we'll feel down and depressed. But when you think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for you, your mind begins to change. Amen? Fresh start, fresh mind, but we also need fresh eyes. Verse 19 says, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? See, hey, over here. And when God is doing something, he's trying to get our attention. And that's what Isaiah was sharing with the people. Amen. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now, we like new things. Yes, we do. I know we go to consignment shops, but you, who don't like new? You get a new car, it smells new. You get something on, somebody say, you know what? That looks, is that new? Oh, I've had it for 2 days. We love new things. And God is saying by way of Isaiah to the people, I'm about to do something brand new, something that you've never seen before. And then God gives his word. He says, I am going to do it. Not another person. He can work through people. But he's saying, I am about to do a new thing. He has the authority. You know, he's the first and the last. He's the beginning and the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega. And that's what's so key, is that not just seeing with our physical eyes, but to have a view in the eye of the Spirit, that God will show you some things. As you begin this fresh start where God has you now, where he's taken you. And then the word says, do you not perceive it? Do you not get this? Can't you see it? You ever had people say to you on some of these social media things, can you figure out what's going on? And we'll spend time trying to figure out what we're seeing. Our eyes are playing tricks on us. But in the Spirit, he says, do you not perceive it? Do you not get it? It's a duh moment. Amen. Aren't you aware of what I'm going to do? Can't you notice? Can't you recognize? And that's it. Being in a place in God, where God, I know that where I am now is not where I'm going to be always. And so I'm starting to dig up and to begin to replant and to start afresh and anew. He makes a promise. I love 2 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. That it's what you see, seeing in the eye of the Spirit. I lift up my eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. All of my help cometh from the Lord. Fresh, fresh, fresh. New, fresh start, fresh eyes, fresh mind, and then a fresh future. And there in verse 19, it says the latter part, I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Now we see those two words again. I am. That is the authority of God. He's saying, I'm doing it. Don't you ever forget for a moment that it's you. Now God can work through us, but always remember that it is God who works in us and through us for his good pleasure. And so I'm making this way in the wilderness, and by the time I release you, you've got to go from Babylon to Jerusalem, and the trip back is going to be hundreds of miles. And there's no need to be afraid. I love how some Bible versions say, I'm making a highway. In other words, God is doing construction. He's got an interstate that he's going to take you from where you are now to this new thing, this new reality he's promised for you. Can I just use my imagination? It's going to be an interstate with rest stops. Look at that. As you go along life's journey, as you start fresh, as you start new, he is already going ahead of us to prepare the place, the new experience, the new reality. And he says, listen to this. I will do what? I will provide rivers or streams in your dry places. There are times in life that we reach a point of just being dry and being down. And just know that the God that we serve, as he begins this fresh start in our lives, he's taking care of all the provisions. And sometimes we worry about God, how are you going to do it? Yeah, I'm willing and I'm ready to go, but you don't always get the plan. It is by way of faith. Just grab a hold that I'm about to do some new stuff. Just grab a hold of the fact that he's about to open some doors that no man will close. That is good news. And faith does kick in. Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he who begun a good work in you will do what? He will go beyond and perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. He makes a promise to us. You know, it's all about the right conditions. You say, well, I'm ready to go. I got my shovel in the Spirit. I've been to the store and got my literal plant. I'm ready for a fresh start. Just know this. The conditions have to be right. In no way do I claim to be a green thumb. In fact, I've been known to kill some plants because I didn't know what I was doing. Water them daily. Well, I'm not good at that. And I used to watch my father plant his garden. I watched, but I didn't take real good notes. So know that the conditions have to be right. 1 Corinthians 3:6-9 says, I have planted. Paul says, I have planted. Apollos has watered, but God gives the increase. Never lose sight who it is that gives you this fresh start. 1 Peter 2:2 says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that you might grow thereby. How many folks just want to grow in the Lord? This time away and off has given you a time to get your devotional life back or to start one. Your time of prayer may have increased through this. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if any person be in Christ, they are a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And to have this fresh start, let me ask you first of all, let me go back to you. Are you ready for a fresh start? I want to make sure I bring you along on this thing, that you've got to have some light. Amen? Things don't grow without light. And John 8:12 says, I am the light of the world. Jesus declared, I am the light. Matthew 5:16, in the same way, let your light so shine before men and women that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Matthew 5:15, you are the light of the world. Look at you. You're shining everywhere because why? Something new is happening in you. That through this situation, through these challenges, you won't be the same person. Don't you see yourself changing? Yeah, folks already told you, you're not the same person anymore. And you don't need to see them physically to know that he's working a work in us today. And that's what Jesus does. And that's why he went to the cross. So that why? He might provide this new beginning for us. And we can walk in the light. The beautiful light. Come where the dewdrops of mercy shine bright. Shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus is the light of the world. But is your life, is your heart fertile enough for him to plant? Are you open to a conversation? Are you open to hear now with this new ear what Jesus wants to do in your life? Before you may have been, I'm not into church. I'm not into that. But be into God. Amen? And God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son. That does not change. A pandemic does not change that. He's still calling on us. He's still trying to reach our hearts. He still wants us to begin afresh and anew. Well, today is a fresh start for you as you open your heart to Jesus Christ. Can I pray with you? Heavenly Father, we come today. And we ask in the name of Jesus that you might touch that heart, fertile, ready, prepared, dear God, to receive you. I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that your power might allow them to confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in their hearts that God has raised him from the dead in Jesus' name. I want to just update you on some things that are happening in the life of our church. We want to thank you for giving online, and there's an avenue in which you can give by going to our website. And also, we want to keep you updated in every way we can about what we're doing. In fact, let me give you a little breaking news tip. This week, we're going to begin some midweek experiences, some encounters, and we'll let you know more about that. Also, we want to hear from you. So if you would get a hold of us, contact us at harvest, come to harvest.com. I want to be able to kind of chat with you. I don't know who's out there. I see thumbs and hearts, but I want to be able to connect with you in some way. Amen.